And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about all of this turmoil all around the world as the people of the world stand up and say, I am not going to sacrifice my standard of living and that of my children to make the bankers that much richer than they already are. Over in Yemen, their government has declared a state of emergency as President Ali Abdullah Saleh is facing mounting pressure to step down. He's pulled a Hosni Mubarak now. He said, oh, yeah, I'll step down end of the year. It'll be okay. Which Mubarak tried to do, and the Egyptian people didn't fall for that, and the Yemenites are not falling it for when Saleh does it. So now they're basically declaring a state of an emergency. And, of course, Barack Obama is saying, should we be concerned with Yemen? They have oil, right? They have oil? Oh, yeah, express our concern and sympathy and get ready to invade over there. Meanwhile, over in Egypt, their move toward freedom from the bankers is showing a little bit of rockiness. They're trying to make some progress, but apparently there are tanks parked outside of the Cairo Stock Exchange. First day of trading, the market took a major beating, apparently from foreign sell-offs. Foreigners wanted to get out of their Egyptian stocks, and the stock market went down. There was no violence, but at the same time, I think it's very unnerving when the brand new revolutionary government that you just helped put into power has tanks parked in front of the money pointed back at you. I think that's sending a very, very bad message to the Egyptian people. And again, remember, the French Revolution was not one revolution. It was several in a row. As each new government came into power, they said, well, it's our turn to party like it's 1793. And, you know, and then they wound up going to the guillotine themselves here. Meanwhile, up in Pakistan, the United States is adamant that it will not apologize to Pakistan over killing 41 civilians in another drone attack. The drone hit a tribal peace congregation in North Waziristan. A group getting together to talk about peace and how to bring peace, and the United States hits them with a drone attack. 41 innocent people are killed. And the U.S. is saying, well, you know, bad things happen during war, and that's just the way it is here. Now, earlier we were talking about the Gulf of Mexico and this huge new oil spill that has appeared just north of the Deepwater Horizon site. And I notice nobody seems to be in a real rush to send submersibles down there to see what's happening at those two wellheads. And I stress the plural, because most people were not aware there were actually two of these wells right next to each other. And there are indications that the magic sealing of the well last July may have been more, you know, trick photography between the two wellheads than actually succeeding in plugging that destroyed well. So in the middle of all of that, probably, and this is the reason we probably got the, oh, it's sediment, and it's 5 gallons of oil off this other thing here, because Shell Oil Company has just been given approval to drill yet another deep water well in the Gulf of Mexico. I would hope the Minerals Management Service is going to do their job this time. I would hope that the U.S. government would see fit to mandate the use of acoustic shutoff valves, acoustic blowout protectors, which are mandated in all other oil-producing areas. Only the United States allows people to drill these wells without these automated blowout preventers, which cost about $500,000 each. And by golly, if I have to sign a check for $500,000 blowout preventer, then I don't get to wear a $100,000 watch on my wrist. Or so goes the thinking over there at British Petroleum. So Shell is going to be down there picking up the slack from where BP was. Now, meanwhile, we're starting to see, let's see, we're at the commercial break, right? There we are. Yes, we're at the commercial break. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we are starting to talk about state rights initiative down in Texas.
Go Texas!
The State House is basically getting ready to pass legislation to rule that EPA mandates may be ignored within the state. The Environmental Protection Agency has a bad habit of coming into states and saying, you must do this, you must do that. In fact, the federal government as a whole has a habit of doing that. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. The United States government, Department of Transportation has just mandated a new font for highway signs. That is supposed to be a little bit easier to read by people with less than perfect eyesight under less than wonderful weather conditions. It really is a very tiny difference between the font that is the standard now and this new one that they're mandating. So they're putting out this proclamation: all highway signs in the country must be changed to use this new font. Guess what? The federal government isn't providing any money to do it. It's just something they're issuing the order, and the already overstressed state budgets are going to have to find the money to obey this dictum from Washington, D.C., which exists for no other reason than that somebody at the Department of Transportation gets to justify their salary for another year. You know, such as empire in decline. And so the EPA has a tendency to come in and issue a lot of directives, which always sound really good, don't really accomplish much of anything, and then leave you to pay for them yourself. And a good example, of course, are these compact fluorescent light bulbs, which are not green. They're very toxic compared to tungsten glass, the old-fashioned kind. And they're not carbon neutral when you look at the extreme complexity of their manufacture and all the electronic components in them. They actually produce far more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than the manufacture of the old-style glass and tungsten bulbs. You can't put them in the landfill. If you drop and break them, you have to call a hazmat crew. They've got mercury in there, which is toxic. They have a radioisotope in there as the initiator. They're radioactive inside, a little alpha emitter. Now, when Thomas Edison invented the electric light bulb, he didn't need the government to go out and order everybody to buy one. Everybody just said, electric light, candle. Electric light, candle. I want the electric light. It is clearly a superior product that brings a benefit to my life. But these days in the United States of America, any large corporation can invent something that is really useless and then get the government to order you to buy it and give them your money. Compact fluorescent bulbs are one. I thought they were a good idea. I went out and I got them, and then I had to buy more of them because they don't last anywhere near as long as they're promised. And you wind up, you're spending more money for less light. And, you're being looted. Any savings you might have on your electric bill are completely negated by having to buy these very expensive bulbs over and over and over and over and over again. Same thing with ethanol in your fuel tank. You're paying more money for less energetic fuel that damages the fuel system of your car. And that's how things work in the United States of America. Nobody is working to actually invent something that is really better for us all. Just come up with something that's got a good sales pitch attached to it, call it green or whatever, and then get your pet politicians that you've bought and paid for last election to say, oh yes, this must be mandated for everybody to use in the country. Talk about loss of freedoms. We don't even have freedom of choice on what kind of light bulbs we can have in our house. You want to talk about a dictatorship? Even the Nazis did not tell the German people what kind of lighting they had to have in their homes. But here we are. Stalin didn't tell the people in Russia what kind of lighting to have in their homes. But here in the United States of America, you will have the compact fluorescent bulbs. You will not have tungsten. Or people, whatever they're going to do to you. Send you to the camps or something. It's just absolutely, completely out of control. So down there in Texas, they're getting ready to tell the EPA to take a hike, as well as they should. Remember the history of the Environmental Protection Agency. It's not about the environment. Back when Richard Nixon was president and the United States was borrowing more money than they had gold to collateralize, Nixon hit on the brilliant idea of basically taking large chunks of public land with valuable mineral resources on them and basically saying, this is now the collateral. And then he needed a way of convincing the American people that they shouldn't go in and use these natural resources. And so he invented the Environmental Protection Agency to start declaring all these wilderness reserves and these national parks and these monuments and all the rest of that. And all of them are sitting over very valuable natural resources that would be a benefit to the United States of America, except they're pledged as collateral on the national debt by the United States government. I am not entirely sure that's legal for them to do, given that these are technically public lands. You own those lands. When Clinton declared the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in Utah, he basically walled off a very valuable resource of low sulfur coal from the nation. We wound up having to buy coal from one of his buddies over in Indonesia. And it actually violated Utah's statehood agreement, because that coal was supposed to fund their state educational system. And without that coal, Utah's schools then had to basically come under federal jurisdiction and federal funding and federal control, which the Utahns did not want to have happen. And so, technically, Utah may no longer be a state because the U.S. government broke the conditions of Utah's statehood agreement. But that's the way the U.S. government kind of operates here. Now, Sarah Palin is very obviously going to run in 2012. She thinks. I think if it becomes obvious that Obama is a one-term president, the Republicans are going to scramble to find a real candidate. But for right now, she seems to be their throwaway sacrificial candidate going into 2012 here. And of course, like any other political candidate in the United States, her first act on her campaign trail is to go to Israel. She's over there in Israel wearing the Star of David and running around and saying, oh, Israel's great, and anybody in America who doesn't love Israel is just sicko and everything like this. And it's just a reminder. When you think about the fact that when she was governor of Alaska and not doing a very good job up there, Alaska was glad to get rid of her. I got it. So was her hometown where she was the mayor, Wasilla. They made her governor just to get rid of, get her out of the town and everything like that. And she had the flag of Israel on display in her governor's office in Alaska, in the United States of America. She had the flag of Israel in her governor's office. So it's just a reminder that in America, even a totally clueless bimbo can be a powerful public official as long as he or she is going to wave the flag of Israel over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Absent that flag, you haven't got a Palestinian's chance in Tel Aviv of ever getting anywhere in U.S. politics. We're going to go to the phones. Jack Rabbit, Federal Reserve, aloha. No, you're not calling from the Federal Reserve. You want to talk about the Federal Reserve. Aloha. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. No, if I worked for the Federal Reserve, I would pour gasoline on myself and burn myself.
I'd loan you the lighter.
Yeah, but come on, you wouldn't do that to a rabbit now, would you?
Hassan Pfeffer, what the heck, you know?
Well,
no, I'm a former, then seriously, I'm a former professional magician. I love rabbits, especially the ones I got to play with up at Hef's place.
Oh, I love magic. I was kind of was a magic, you know, my sisters want to kill me from all the card tricks I used to do.
Been there, done that, yep. Don't want the t-shirt.
You know, Mike, on the Federal Reserve, all they got to do is drag out Executive Order 11110, blow the dust off it, mm-hmm. and enact it, and then wear a bulletproof vest and a helmet for the rest of their life.
Yeah, that would definitely, that's the tricky part of it. No, Obama could solve the economic crisis immediately by calling up the Treasury and saying, we need a new alternative currency in this country, start those printing presses for new U.S. notes, and he could do that under his authority as president. The Congress in 1913 may have ceded monetary authority to the Federal Reserve, but it doesn't mean that the U.S. government cannot take it back or simply, you know, go back to printing their own. I mean, again, if you look at that pretty printed piece of paper that they put out there, it says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. It doesn't say it's the only one. You can have other notes.
Yes, there it is. Bye.
Yep. But we don't have a president with the courage to do so.
Well, maybe they're being blackmailed.
I have no doubt that, you know, blackmail, you know, just outright bribery during the campaign process. The corporate media will not allow anybody to get close to the White House who is not already a tool of the bankers. We saw that with Ron Paul in 2008. He had more grassroots support than any other candidate, and the media just refused to let him into the debates. He was declared a non-candidate by imperial edict before the race even got going.
Yeah. Mike, I wanted to mention, there's some radio shows here in Charlottesville. And, you know, someday I listen to everything. I especially listen to the opposition, opposing points of view from my own. And they're very good people, and they're well-intentioned. They had a debate today about this living wage. I don't know where you stand on that, and I could let you comment on that when I'm gone. But they had a guy on there who, I don't want to say he represented the local university. His name is David Swanson, and I really like the guy. I've read some of his stuff, and I've seen him in public doing civil disobedience, and I admire him. And they had him debating Marie Antoinette, who just kept telling everybody over and over, hey, you know, hey, if you can get people to work for less than minimum wage, good for you, and blah, blah, blah. But I don't see how anybody can go to work for even minimum wage in this country and have a roof over their head and a piece of bread. You can't, unless you're living in the woods and there's nowhere to run. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And, you know, that thing about Sarah Palin, I caught that too. You know, her first thing she does is run to Israel. Why? Well, she needs some financing. She's going to get AIPAC behind her. And you know where that's going to go.
And the American media.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, your show's awesome. And thanks for a chance to voice my opinions. And, you know, we all don't agree on everything, but we all are sticking together on what we agree on. And I really admire your stamina.
Well, thank you very much there. And if you agreed with me 100%, I would worry about you. We got to take a break here. When I come back, though, I will respond to your comment about the living wage, because that really is an important issue right now. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to go back to the phones here because Thomas is calling long distance from Sweden, and I want to talk to him before I go back to other issues. Thomas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and thank you. This may sound like a joke, but this is a thought something that resembled a thought anyway that popped up in my mind when you were talking about the tungsten light bulbs. Maybe they force us to use the mercury light bulbs because they've taken the mercury out of our teeth and they've taken the mercury out of the thermometers, but they really need the tungsten to make those fake gold bars to pay off the Chinese with.
Well, that's certainly one possibility. I think basically as General Electric wanted to take over the light bulb market and they couldn't break Edison's patent, so they invent a new kind of light bulb and then they bribe Congress to make it mandatory. And like I said, you know, that's the way these things get done. It's like, you know, these recovery hoses on the gas pumps. We're loaded up with all kinds of stuff that really does not make our life any better. But it's mandated by the government in order to make a crony rich on the backs of the people. And, again, a lot of these dictums that we get from the EPA, like, never mind EPA, this one from about the highway signs. Do you realize what a godsend this is to the companies that make the metal plates and the paint for the highway signs? It's boom times again. If all the states are having to replace their highway signs, you know, it's for the companies that support the manufacture and installation of these signs. It's just a huge amount of work and money that's going to be coming in, and it's all make work. It isn't necessary. It isn't going to make the country any better, but it's just a way of keeping the unemployment numbers down without actually having to produce anything for sale for it.
If you can't see well enough to read the signs, should you be driving?
Well, that absolutely would be my question there, is, you know, we need to basically ban low-performance drivers, not high-performance cars. And, again, you know, there are people out there driving who probably ought not to be, but because you need to drive to get to work and pay taxes, you know, you get cut a lot of slack, and the government makes more money off of you driving around badly and paying tickets than not driving at all. And if you're not driving at all, then you're not buying a car, and you're not buying insurance, and you're not contributing to the economy. And so basically, in a nutshell, you can understand everything government does is if it's extracting more money from you, they're going to let you do it. And if it's damaging that flow of money coming from you, then they're going to make it illegal. And if you really think about it, you know, what you are taxed on is you're staying alive. You know, any money that you spend on your business to make it grow is, you know, is a deduction. But the money for food and housing and clothing and all this, that's what you pay taxes on. You're taxed for being alive.
I'm going to be an endangered species in April. I hit 65, and I actually get a pension. And to keep up with that, I've been practicing driving around with my left blinker on the whole time. Why don't you answer the other guy? Why don't you answer the other guy? He was a lot more interesting.
Okay, I'm going to answer him right now. And it's interesting you're saying left blinker on, because here in Hawaii, nobody bothers with those blinkers, with the turn signals. It's kind of a local cultural thing. You can always spot the tourists, you know, because they're the ones using the turn signals on the roadways here. And you can always spot the newlyweds because the car rental companies give them the hot red cars. So we know they're newlyweds and, you know, we make a big deal over them. All right. Yeah, I do want to go back and talk about what Jack Rabbit was saying about a minimum living wage. And it really comes down to a point of view or a consciousness. If you're thinking about yourself only, if you're a money junkie, then yeah, pushing other people's wages down lower and lower sounds really good. Your cost of doing business goes down, your profitability goes up, and that's a good thing, you think. Or if you're thinking about the good of the society as a whole, then you begin to understand that everybody's wages have to come up so that they have a comfortable standard of living, so that they can build the next generation to build a better business. So that you're thinking not just at the end of the quarterly statement, which is very short-sighted, but you're thinking about 10, 20, 30 years into the future, the next generation. How are we going to make the world better for them? And there's not a lot of that going on in our society right now. We're in the grip of money junkies whose only devotion is to that next quarterly stockholders report. And that basically is the end-all and be-all of their decision-making. Now, I'm not a communist. I think it's cool if people can work their way to being rich. I just don't agree with using the government to force people to make your cronies rich, and certainly not to loot the people to keep crooked bankers out of jail. I think everybody ought to have a comfortable lifestyle. I really do. And, you know, the way that you do that is you get out of the way of people making their lives better. But it seems in the United States of America, I know people who have just, they're ready to quit working because when they work harder, more gets taken away from them by the government to give to people who aren't working at all, like all these third and fourth generation moneyed families. So it's a complex issue, but it really comes down to, are you thinking about your own wealth and profitability? Are you thinking just about yourself? Or are you thinking about what's good for society as a whole? Because ultimately, for an economic system to be a system, money must be flowing at all levels and all corners of the system, or it will break down. When you pile all the money up in a big rotting heap over Washington, D.C. or Wall Street, the system starts to break down. You know, you can tie a tourniquet around your neck so that the blood stays in your brain, and for a while your brain's going to feel pretty good because it's got all the oxygen and all the nutrients, and then all of a sudden your body starts dying and your brain with it, and you say, what the heck did I do wrong? We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Going back to the phones, Rudo in Hawaii. Aloha, Rudo. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Well, you mentioned earlier the EPA, and many, many years ago when I purchased my wife and I our first piece of property, I questioned the realtor about two things. The fact that our names were written all in capital letters, which is wrong in the English language, and which led me to understand that the United States is not a country. It's a corporation with its head district in D.C., held by the British Crown. And secondly, I asked him about the mineral rights, which were in the deed described as not to be our own and or ours. And he explained that he also did not understand that. Well, I looked into that, and apparently that is also the EPA's doings. Anything that's below our land, and tell me if I'm wrong or right about this, is not ours because it was collateralized out for what you mentioned to get this country more into debt.
Well, I'm not surprised. I know it didn't used to be that way. I know that when you owned a piece of land in the United States, any minerals that were on it belonged to you. And so if that has changed, that is news to me. But on the other hand, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Certainly under the principle of eminent domain, the government can come in and say, well, we need that uranium on your property for our bomb factory, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So maybe somebody who's a real estate lawyer can call in and clarify that. It didn't used to be that way. Would not surprise me if it had changed.
Oh, I'll look into that better. And then another gentleman just a while back mentioned, and you talked about the living wage, which made me think of a book of another Hawaiian resident, Ken Skoland. You may be familiar with that, the Jonathan Gullible book that is very simply explaining what living wage will do in a free market society where, as you mentioned, the innovation will be free-flowing. It is something that is hard to understand for our unconscious way of living at the moment. But being from Europe and having looked into politics in different ways, into the United States politics particularly, looking at it from outside the bubble, I'm starting to understand that we are leading to the same, going to the same situation as in Europe, where we'll just be a handout state, a state or a nation, if you can call it that way, or a corporation, where we will mostly depend on the government. It's a sad situation. Maybe you have...
Well, it really is, and again, it gets back to what I was saying before about a point of view. If you're only thinking about your own profitability, if you're a money junkie, you're going to go one course of action, and if you're thinking about what's good for the society as a whole, you're going to go the other direction. Now, the money junkies are always about grabbing the money to themselves and keeping it, and that's why we've had, you know, trillions of dollars taken from the American people and given to the money junkies in the hope that they would turn around and loan that money back to us at interest, which was never a good deal for the people anyway. And it turned out the money junkies just grabbed it and put it in their pocket anyway because, after all, they're money junkies. If they had taken that same volume of money and moved it the other direction and given it to the people, we would have made our mortgage payments. There wouldn't be a housing crash. We would have paid off our credit cards. There wouldn't be a credit crunch. We'd be down at the stores buying new clothes and flat panel TVs. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. The economy would be alive. You cannot run an economy by having all the money in just five pockets in Wall Street. You run an economy, you increase your revenue opportunities by having money in everybody's pocket flowing freely through the society. And why the money junkies can't understand that just absolutely escapes me. Of course, we know that part of the motive is by driving everybody down into poverty, you get them to accept the lower wages, and you get them to sell off their gold and their homes for below market rates, and basically you scavenge up the real assets of the country, then turn around and start selling them back to the next generation on credit to start the cycle all over again.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you for your commentary. I've just discovered you on the radio or on the computer, on radio shows as well. I listened to you last week in the Talk Radio Europe show, and I was excited to chase you a little bit more because I've also enjoyed your website for a while now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. Mahalo. And we're going to switch over to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, G. Welcome to the, I'm sorry, Lee. Rented Lives. What is on your mind today?
Hey, my God, you bear with me here. Going back to an interview that Judge Andrew Napolitano did with Congressman James Clyburn one day, he asked, this was during the health care debate, where in the Constitution does the government have the authority to mandate health care? And, of course, Mr. Clyburn said that most of what the Congress does isn't supported by the Constitution, but they do it anyway. Now, with that, what I'm wondering is, and I think I know what you're going to say, but I want to hear you say it anyway. Yesterday, I was listening to Al Jazeera, and Dennis Kucinich was on there doing an interview, and he started touting the Constitution and how Obama didn't have the authority under the Constitution to do what he did as far as the no-fly zone and all the new UN Resolution 1973 and all of this and that and the other. And what I'm wondering is, where was Kucinich and the rest of those clowns when the health care bill was being written by SEIU/Andy Stern and the other union lobbyists instead of Congress writing the legislation like they're supposed to do? Where was Kucinich and the rest of those clowns during the whole issue of the Obama actually being qualified as a U.S. citizen to be president, Why? And if people in Congress are going to start touting the Constitution, another question is, well, if you want to go constitutionally, Congress, Kucinich and the rest of you bozos, when are you going to arrest the feds, the bankers, Obama, Biden, and the rest of those bozos and put them on trial for treason?
Well, I mean,
and
the short version is...
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. The short version is everybody in government is working on whatever agenda their primary donors have given them to work on, and they start screaming about the constitutionality of something, you know, when it suits them to do so. You know, it's like I said earlier in the show, Biden's out there screaming about how Bush does not have the right to unilaterally go to war in Iran, and yet here we have Obama unilaterally going to war in Libya, and Biden says nothing. And so it really, you know, even Kucinich, who says a lot of things that we like to hear, you know, he's driven by his own agenda and his partisanship, and he's going to scream unconstitutional when he's dealing with somebody who's doing something he doesn't like. But if it's something that he agrees with, generally he's going to stay mum. And that is just the way that these things operate. Everybody gives lip service to the Constitution because that's part of the illusion that they give to the American people that there is some kind of control on this government. But we know the reality that our government is completely out of control. They don't pay attention to the Constitution. What was it that George Bush the younger said? It's just a blankety blank piece of paper. That is a prevalent attitude. You know, the moral guiding compass, if you can call it that, of Washington, D.C. is what can I get away with and how much money am I going to make off of it? And it is a period of just absolutely out of control, unbridled corruption. And that has become the model. And anybody who is not corrupt is not going to be allowed into the door to play the game, because the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other, and that means when a government goes bad, it goes all bad. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're going to go to Mookie in New York. Aloha, Mookie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? All right, let's go to Dimitri in Montreal.
Yes, Mike.
Dimitri?
Yes, how are you, Mike? I just wanted to enlighten you on a situation here in Montreal. What's going on? There seems to be, you know, a lot of Orthodox Jewish people coming over from Israel and buying real estate in expensive areas in Montreal. And I was asking a Jewish friend of mine. I said, "How are they doing this?" And you know, I mean, and yeah, I said, "Because I'm having trouble. I have my own business. I'm having trouble pretty much, you know, with my mortgage." And it seems that there's a fund that they've created, that they're lending this money out at just really, really super low interest rates. There seems to be a branch of the Orthodox Union, and once you're approved by a rabbi, because I was asking if I can apply, and they said, no, you need not apply. I mean, you got to get approved by some rabbi. And they're picking up, you know, beautiful pieces of property, and they're paying, I mean, you know, mortgages that are, you know, unheard of, I guess, in these times, even in Canada, where we've seen some of our rates go up. So I was wondering if you heard anything about this.
Oh, yeah, it's a repeating pattern. They were doing it even before the creation of the State of Israel. They were doing that in Palestine, where they were going in, where they'd get money basically from whatever sources they're getting their money from, and they'd set up these funds that would go in and simply, you know, buy up huge amounts of land, you know, and again, they're loaning money to themselves at zero interest rates or darn close to it.
Exactly, because from what he told me there's a lot of funds coming in from New York, from the U.S. into Eastern Canada and in Toronto as well, and it's certain people that I guess you know can apply for it, others can't, and I mean the loans are they're ridiculously low. I mean that
I've heard of that. Even now in East Jerusalem, the reason there's all this issue about building these Jewish only enclaves is, you know, there's a lot of money being collected from people like Bernie Madoff and all the money, of course, that we're forced to send to Israel, and it's put into these funds, and they'll simply go in and they'll just offer the Palestinians living there enough money where they really have to sell, and you know, it's too good a deal, and it's just a way of simply buying themselves demographic presence in an area. And I've been warning the Canadians for a long time. The United States is on the verge of collapse, and the parasites are looking for a new host. When the dog dies, the fleas don't go down with the dog. They find a new dog. And unfortunately, Canada is a very attractive-looking pooch right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Mike in Mexico. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Good to hear you again. I haven't spoke with you in a while. I have a bad connection, so I'll be brief. I heard about the German chancellor's helicopter going down when there was a simultaneous a malfunction of the propellers. And then, of course, I heard about the Germans turning off their nuclear reactors because of same Israeli security operating at those plants as in Japan. And then I read an article that you had on your website, whatreallyhappened.com, and it was titled Israel, the Ace of Spades of Evil. And it was alluding to some kind of historic major announcement or change in the game that had occurred recently, and that Israel could become the target of who knows who. He didn't really give much specifics in the article, and I was curious to know if you had read the article and if you had any ideas regarding this and the recent rift between Germany and Israel.
Okay, well, basically in that article, which was written by Less Visible, he's basically saying that Israel has survived on 60 years of illusion, propaganda, and public relations, where the media is constantly telling us that Israel is this poor, helpless little country, that everybody's out to get them, that we should side with them and support them because the rest of the world is evil and only Israel is good and we must support them. And the world is beginning to realize that Israel is really the author of most of its own misfortunes, whether it's stealing Palestinian land, the attack on the USS Liberty, where they got caught on that, the Levant affair. And more and more people are beginning to realize that, you know, this American media, which always sides with Israel on everything, is trying to portray Iran as this threat to world peace. And yet right now, Iran is pretty much the only country in that part of the world that is not attacking and invading other people. And the world is really beginning to understand that this entire idea of we must conquer all these nations that are a threat to Israel is really a very thin cover for the fact that Israel... Hello? Oh, okay. That Israel and the United States, with the United States as Israel's puppet, is basically conquering the Mideast in order to fulfill this biblical doctrine of greater Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates. And it's just a plain old-fashioned war of conquest. Putin is right. It's a new holy crusade being directed by Israel against their enemies, and people are beginning to realize this is the 21st century. We've outlived war on the name of the gods. And we're beginning to understand that Israel has come in and used all kinds of financial shenanigans to become very, very rich, like Bernie Madoff and what we're seeing at the Federal Reserve. They've then used that money to basically acquire the real wealth of the nation and to economically enslave people in country after country after country after country. And what Less Visible is saying is we're coming up on a moment of global awakening where people come to understand the degree to which they've been lied to about Israel as poor little helpless victim nation, when in reality, Israel is the architect of much that is evil in the world today. And when that global awakening happens, it's going to be the entire world turning against Israel, not just any one enemy. And if you really think about it, if you go back and you study the history of all the Jewish persecutions and expulsions going back for 2,000 years, and you will find that the only common factor in all of those incidents is the manner in which the Jewish people treat everybody else around them. They see themselves as a nation within a nation. They refuse to assimilate. They treat everybody around them as prey, as a herd of cattle to be harvested from. And eventually there's a blow up. They get kicked out. And they say, oh, what did we do? Those people, they just hate the Jewish people. And you go on and on and on. And at this point, with the global electronic village, everybody at the same time is becoming aware of the degree of hoax and fraud that we have been getting from Israel and its captive media. Russia Today was pointing out how Israel routinely bribes American media stars, prostitutes, to always tell the news in a way that favors Israel. And the people are beginning to understand. We don't get the straight information from the American media, from the government. Again, Palin proves it. Nobody can even hope to be in the United States government unless Israel blesses them. So that's basically what's going on. All right, we're coming to the end of this segment. We've got one more commercial break. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I just happened to turn on CNN, and I saw the little crawl at the bottom of the screen. Americans support action in Libya? I don't know whether they're polling the mentally insane. I have not talked to a single person here in Hawaii, the shopping mall, at the restaurants, at the bank. Not one person thinks this was a good idea for us to go into Libya. CNN, you got to understand, if you're going to propagandize the American people, the propaganda has to be believable. And if it isn't believable, then everybody knows you're lying to us yet again. Don't forget, CNN was telling you that Saddam had nuclear weapons. So I don't even know why I waste time turning them on. You know something? Isn't it amazing? The channels that lie to you are the only ones you cannot have disconnected from your cable box. You know, you can have, you know, National Geographic or not. You can have History or blah, blah, blah. You can have HBO or Showtime and stuff, but you can't turn off Fox. You can't turn off CNN. You can't turn off the propaganda channels. They are mandated. Of course, doesn't mean you have to turn them on. I was over at the post office the other day. CNN is always there on the air in the lobby. You will get your dose of propaganda. You will believe that Libya is a holy, holy war. All righty, we're going to take a break for our last commercial break, and we'll be back with the end of today's show after these words from our sponsors.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of the show today. And I want to close by making a comment here that when you distill down all the things that are going wrong in the world today, and you come to understand a very, very simple truth, and that is that all of the evil in the world is committed by individuals who truly believe that whatever god or gods they sacrifice to meant for them to have a larger share of life's blessings than everybody else around them. that anything that they can do to take those blessings away from others to heap upon themselves is a good thing. And of course, it's very silly. Everybody has a right to the good things in life, the blessings of life. Family, loved ones, clean air, clean water, and a place to live, and a place to do whatever it is they want to do for commerce. And whether you're talking about the money junkies at Wall Street, who are so hungry for another zero after their name that they'll destroy entire cities financially, like Detroit, or the nation of Israel, which lusts for the land of other nations around it continuously, and sees any dirty false flag attack like the one they just did in Jerusalem to justify another invasion and grab of other people's land. Now, Gilad Atzmon wrote an article, United Against the Anti-Israel Goyim. It's linked to whatreallyhappened.com. And in it, he basically comments on the fact that Israel has announced they have a right to send their people, their agents, anywhere in the world to attack anybody who would question the legitimacy of Israel and the rightness of its actions, and to basically destroy anybody that engages in what Israel determines to be illegitimate criticism of the state of Israel, which is pretty much all of it. I guess the president, the former president of Israel who just got thrown in jail for rape, I guess we can talk about him without fear of the Mossad coming into our bedroom and cutting our throats in the middle of the night. But I wanted to leave you with one thought about that. All of the unhappiness we're seeing in the Middle East right now is because for the last 60 years, Israel has insisted on everybody recognizing their right to exist while turning around at the same moment and saying the Palestinians don't have a right to exist. They're not even real people. You know, they're it's an empty land. If you think those are people wandering around, no. They're just imaginary figments of your imagination. Golda Meir used to say, we can't give Palestine back. There's nobody to give it to. So there's nothing legitimate about demanding a right to exist while at the same time denying that same right to your neighbor. If Israel wants to be legitimate, they need to act legitimate. Draw your borders, learn to live within them, learn to respect and grant the same rights to your neighbors that you demand for yourself. That is the way to peace and commerce and profitability. But when you have a government that's made up of people who truly believe their religion says they're supposed to get all of life's blessings and nobody else is supposed to have any, then by the very nature, you have a predatory pirate nation that preys on everybody around it by hook or by crook, whether it is stealing Palestinian lands or buying the American Congress out from under the American people. And on that thought, we're going to leave you until tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Time, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe. Stay well, watch out for Japanese garden produce, and aloha, America.